I'm just gonna play a bunch of stuff. You let me know if you like anything.
Okay. What the hold on, man. Calm down. Whatever that noise you just played right there, that scared the shit out of me. Okay. I want something. All
right, I'll keep it simple. A kick and a clap. A kick and a clap.
Yeah, kick and a clap like that. Like that. Yeah, there you go. That's that shit right there. I like that, man. Don't fuck it up. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I like that. I do not like that. I don't like that at all. I lied on wax to make you feel better, but I need something better than that. Hey. Okay. This the same ass beat as the last one you played. Dog, how the fuck you get paid? Hey, play some else today.
All right.
Nigga, that was the same beat.
Yeah. I just thought maybe if I expanded it, you'd be into it. All right.
No.
He's something different.
Okay, what you got? This beat right here is trash. This beat right here is ass. I wanna put that beat in a bag and put the beat outside in the trash.
All right, I get it.
I hope you know how I feel about that. I'm being passive aggressive, but
I mean, it was aggressive. Surely, there's something in that.
You know what's crazy? It's like they're almost good. I'm not like mad at you for making this shit. I'm just extremely disappointed that you would play this. Wait. This one right here, whack too. But I'ma pretend cause I like you. Play one more wax, I'ma fight you. Come on, Flume. This ain't like you.
Fucking hell, man. Alright.
How the fuck did you even make that?
I know, I appreciate your honesty. It's just
what instrument is that, nigga?
It's tough to hear.
Give me that flute, Big Daddy Flume, dog!
I'm trying to give you the fucking
where's the shit? Ooh. This is seven. It's a 4 out of 10. Damn. That's not that good either. I'm not gonna lie. I will not lie to you, man. You are a white man, and I will tell you the truth. What the fuck? Spooky ass clown pussy music. I can't believe this nigga Foon played a flute. I can't believe you putting me through this.
Alright, I got one more. I get it. The session's not going well.
I don't know if this is working out, bro. I'm gonna have to call Fred again, bro. I can't. I don't know about this shit, dog.
I got one more.
Let me. Hey, whoa. This one right here's alright. This is light. Ooh, this one here right. This one right here I like. This. Now we getting somewhere, bro. You must have had your Vegemite this morning, didn't you? Hold up, let this one ride, though. Don't fuck this one up. I like this one. Hold up. Hey, clap it up.
listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's time to donate. Go to CKUW.ca right now. And the moment you open up your wallet, you will open up your heart. A powerful anointing is going to rush all over you. And within the next several weeks, you will feel a new you, a glorious new future. You will feel it all over your body. Save yourself. Save mankind. Save the radio. You can do it. As easy as a click. 1, 2, 3, it's up to you. Thank you for listening.
どうしよう、まだまだ早いかしら。嬉しいような怖いような、ドキドキしちゃう私の胸。ママに聞いたら何にも言わずに笑っているだけ。困っちゃうな、デートに誘われて。困っちゃうな、お手紙来たけれど、悪いかな、お返事出さなけりゃ。嬉しいような、怖いような、震えてしまう、なぜでしょうね。ママに聞いたら、はじめはみんなそうなんですって。困っちゃうな、あてがみ来たけれど。
starting to come a little bit strange as the night progresses, and I like to turn on the radio, and I like to take the radio into the bath with me. How electrifying it can be. From time to time, I see my own feet with the reflection of the water and all that stuff, but it takes me far away, far, far away from all of that, from all of this, from all the groans and the dirty looks, and all the people following me around inside the store, and all the police who try to track me down. Yes, when I turn on CKUW, something changes inside me. I become anew, as it were. I become at one with the radio and CKUW. So I go to CKUW.ca and I donate what I can to help the cause right now. Do it, people.
Yo. Yeah, what are we doing, man?
We're doing the wind song.
Song about perfume?
Go ahead, play.
Oh, I got it.
Da, 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 da. Wind.
Yeah, that's nice.
Song. Play it another style.
Yeah,
like
try
rock
harder.
And roll.
Yeah,
like,
suck it to me.
No, hold it. Listen, try it really light, something stately.
So much more fun than that.
That's good, man. This is where it's at.
I can't seem to forget you. Your wind song stays on my mind.
Wind song perfume by Prince Machiavelli.
You know, CQW. We've been doing we've predated fund. How's it even called? GoFundMe. We've been doing it so long. We predated GoFundMe, so we're just GoFunding ourselves in our own way. That for $75, you can get a Goodwill, a good thing. Get a t-shirt and a card with that as a thank you gift. $500, you got that. the tax receipt with that. Or maybe you want something funny to do. CW from Long West Radio as a little token of appreciation. But yeah, go to Fun Drive, CW.ca. Support local radio, audio, and community. Fundrive.ckw.ca.
Time is now to panic. Panic you will. If you do not donate to CKUW, you will watch all your institutions, all your favorite things crumble through the ground. Time is now. Time is right now. You must act now. Go to CKUW.ca right now to do your diligence and donate. Yes, you must. You must go to CKUW.ca or you will see everything you know go down that toilet, and it will never come up again. No matter how much you plunge and plunge and plunge, you have clogged it forever, and we'll never get to go to that strange place again. And I don't even want to think about it. Because you're going to do the right thing right now by going to CQW.ca and donate. Thank you for listening.
What in the world were the Duke and the Duchess doing here dancing?
The King and the Queen?
Until the Prime Minister hears about it.
If you go to Tom McCann and buy those splash new shoes called the Duke, and everybody says, "Where'd you get those shoes?" and you say, "I bought them in London on Carnaby Street," that would be a lie. But we won't tell because we're very nice at Tom McCann. Hey.
Feeling kind of groovy? Well, so is Zales, with these wild special values for just the groovy people. This handsome 17-jewel man's ident watch with rugged link chain. Or this wild selection of go-go watches. You'll flip over Zales' 14-karat gold earrings with cultured pearls, synthetic birthstones, genuine jade, hoops, balls, or studs. And check out Zales' three-piece Parker Touche pen and pencil set. You name it, Zales has it, and makes it even easier to get with a Zales student charge account. Zales, the place to go if you're feeling...
It's time to deconstruct. Time to take apart all that is inside. Let's take a look. Wow, there are strange components inside this being. There are strange components inside of us all, I suppose. This one controls the emotions. This one controls the movements. See how all of these things can be taken out and replaced with new, more modern ways of thinking. And no emotion is needed. Wow, can you imagine a world without emotion? Well, finally, it is here. And you can participate too. If you want this, you can do this. We are asking you for a simple donation to save the radio. Oh, but baby, we need some emotion for this. Come on! Give me a little dough! Oh, the station, you know! Maybe a little bit too much emotion. But, anyways, go to CKUW.ca right now to donate!
It's the big break! Third year in a row, WABC is offering amateur student music groups a chance to perform in my show, the Bruce Morrow Radio Show, and try for ABC Records recording contracts in WABC's Big Break competition. If you're a member of an amateur pop music singing and instrumental group made up entirely of college or high school full-time students, write for your application right away. Just send a stamped self-addressed envelope to the Big Break, WABC New York, 10019. Come on now, do it today. The address, the Big Break, WABC New York, 10019.
Out here in the jungle we have very little, but we do get warmth from one crazy object. It fills with all kinds of sounds, entertaining voices, and even weirder music that sizzles and tantalizes my brain with greatness. My memory is full of these paralyzing thoughts, as if I was struck away from the great jungle and into a land of paradise unknown to all of us. I bow down to the sounds that come down across that radio. They scream,
95.9 FM in Winnipeg!
And they say, go to CKUW.ca today to donate, to save.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Highway 61 album. We're going to do the whole album all the way through now.
New Queen Jane, approximately.
Okay. I try to describe what you sing. Andrea says tell a story about what you sing. Wide open space. My shirt is white, my jeans are blue, my shoes are black. My complexion isn't as good as it was a while ago, but it's been hot weather. And, hi James. And James is here. Okay. Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
In the God of Vita, wait, one for him.
Go for it.
You're bluffing, Vito, not crazy. of the East. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright. Dang, that's an original. And tonight,
I have a voice to show to you. We have voices together, you see. It's like some kind of delicious stew. Yes, we amalgamate, and we're all a little bit different. It's like a smorgasbord of sounds. It's like a smorgasbord of personalities. See them all right before your ears. Yes, oh, you will love the sounds that come out of your radio. And it's CKUW. That's what you're listening to. Could you please go to ckuw.ca to donate now? You will change it all. You will help to promote diversity. You will help to promote community. You will say no to the big guys shoving their crap down your throat. Yes, do it now. Go to ckuw.ca and donate.
Thank you.
there, lost in the waves. What are you doing there? Well, you are stopped. You are transfixed. You cannot change the channel. That's because you are tuned directly into CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Yes, it's community-driven radio. Yes, by people like you and me. Well, not so much me. I have fallen apart. My body is gone. I no longer have a body. I am just a disembodied voice, begging you, getting down on my proverbial knees at this point, because I have no knees, and wishing that you will donate to the state of the station. CKUW.ca, right now. Click donate. Feel great. Wiggle, jiggle. Hey, find that inner energy. Get an overabundance of it. Watch as you explode before others' eyes. You are absolutely in control, and I know that you can do this. These are your powers. These are your inner thoughts. I want you to click and donate now. This is Manitoba Moon. Here's more with Mr. Mumble.
I turned on the radio when I had an experience like none other. I felt the spirit come over me, and I was removed of all my pains and agonies. It was the end of all of those annoying songs. It was the beginning of a new world. Yes, I was on 95.9 FM CKUW. It was changing the world. It was opening windows to an unknown world. And I was given visitation rights to a world that wasn't tapped, was not understood. But I would rush to CKUW.ca, and so should you, to donate today, right now. Feel the power of the radio. Understand its anointing, healing power, and be gone with you. Feel the faith healers.
Ironized Yeast presents Lights Out, Everybody. It is later than you think. Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you calmly but sincerely to turn off your radio now.
This is Arch Ovaler. For Ironized Yeast tonight, a story of that still small voice which civilized men call conscience. But first, Frank Martin.
The way you feel, that can make all the difference in your life. If you're run down, losing weight, feel tired too much of the time, and if vitamin B1 and iron shortage is what's to blame, listen. Ironized yeast tablets give you both vital substances, vitamin B1 with iron. Men and women who were short of them now tell how these pleasant little tablets help them regain glorious pep and energy and needed pounds. So today they can really enjoy living again. Folks, did you get that name? It's Ironized Yeast Tablets. And now, Lights Out, Everybody.
Keep moving along, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving. There ain't no large one here. Keep moving.
Hey, officer, what's going on in the hall? What's the blooming attraction?
Read the signs, my man. Read the signs.
Eh? Oh. The great Peter Stransky, world-famous explorer, appearing in person in lecture on headhunters of the Amazon. Go, Brian.
Now, move along, fella. Move along.
No, officer. Will you tell a bloke what that headhunting is referring to? Who's on tonight?
Now, look here, you're obstructing traffic. It's lecturing the man. He's lecturing on these heathen tribes that aren't their neighbor's heads. Now, move along, man. Move along, or I'll take you in.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you know the story of these strange motion pictures I have shown you this evening. For the first time in history, motion pictures taken of the lower Brazilian region. Someday soon, I hope to return to Brazil and bring back more cinematic records of the customs of these almost legendary savages, including actual specimens of heads and bodies taken and preserved in their bloodthirsty wars. When that day comes, I hope you will be as kind to me as you have been this evening. And so, good night until we meet again.
Excellent lecture, Spensky. Excellent.
Yes, it went very well indeed.
Complete sellout. That headhunting theme meant excellent publicity in all the papers, you know.
Yes, yes, of course. Now, if you'll pardon me, my wife...
Oh, but my dear Spensky, autograph.
They paid to listen to my lecturing and see my motion pictures, not to get my autograph. I'm sorry, my wife, she will be waiting,
oh,
and I...
Come, don't worry about her. She's well taken care of.
Eh? What are you talking about?
I just passed her backstage, and she had a handsome young gentleman having quite a tete-a-tete, don't you know?
You will pardon me.
Oh, John.
Oh. Oh, come now, Ellen, you must do it.
Oh, but John, that's ridiculous. Who ever heard of such a silly thing?
I did, and that's why I'm telling it to you.
Well, I won't listen to another word. I really won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, I won't.
If I might be so bold as to interrupt.
Oh, Peter, it's you.
I'm sorry to interrupt your most interesting conversation, my dear wife, but we must go.
But, Peter, we...
Come, I said. The automobile is waiting.
But I... Very well, Peter. Good night, John.
Good night, Ellen.
Come. Get into the car, Ellen.
Why don't you say something, Peter?
Yes. Yes, I will say something.
This.
Well, why don't you speak? Why don't you cry?
I wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
So, you save your tears for him, too. Say something.
I'm leaving you, Peter.
Leaving me? What are you talking about?
I spoke clearly enough. I'm leaving you.
Don't be a fool.
I'm trying not to be. That's why I'm leaving you. I should have done it a long time ago.
You'll go to him.
No, nope. I'm going to divorce you first, Peter.
Divorce?
I won't have any difficulty about that, I'm sure.
No, never a divorce for me, never.
You'll have no choice. Please stop the car.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Ellen.
I'm sorry for you, Peter.
No. I'm sorry for you. And him. Come in, Ellen. Come in. And you too, young man.
What do you want of us, Peter?
It was very kind of you two to come here and join me tonight.
You said it was important, Strinsky. What is it?
Oh, have a chair. Sit down. There is no hurry.
Well, John and I, we're on our way to the theater. If you don't mind, Peter, tell us what you want.
I want little. We have come to what the novelist would call the parting of the ways. As civilized human beings, we sit down. I, the husband, you, the wife, and you, young man, the... shall I say, favored one, to discuss our welfare.
I'm sorry it worked out this way, Peter.
This life, perhaps the fault was largely mine. I was not a very good husband.
You're acting very decently about all this, Mr. Strinsky. All I can say is I love Ellen very much.
And you love him, Ellen?
Yes, Peter.
If we could arrange matters quickly, I mean the divorce and all that sort of thing.
Of course. I just said we are together like civilized human beings. And now, if you'll excuse me, I will close the door. The servant, you know.
He's acting surprisingly well about it all, Ellen.
I'm not so sure,
John. So, now what I have to say, I say in complete privacy.
Peter, just why did you want John and me here?
Yes. We should come to the point. You and I, Ellen, I... suppose there is no use talking about us anymore. Is there?
No.
So. All right, I will be a gentleman. I will withdraw as gracefully as my clumsy self will permit. First, then, we will sign the papers.
Papers?
I want you to waive dower rights.
Oh, just as you wish.
Excellent. So here is the legal form as drawn up by my solicitor. I assure you it's quite in order. You will sign first, young man.
Me?
Yes. Yes, as a witness, you understand?
Oh, very well. My pen.
No. Use this one, please. Here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, John, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just a scratch. The pen point.
Oh, I'm so clumsy.
John,
it's nothing, really. See, the pen point hardly broke the skin.
Yes, but it did break the skin.
Oh, yes, John. See, a drop of blood.
Oh, it's nothing at all. Just a scratch. Unimportant.
Why did you laugh like that, Peter?
He said unimportant, and yet it is the most important scratch your young man has ever known.
How's that?
What do you mean, Peter? What's wrong?
You feel something, John?
What?
A constriction between the eyes, perhaps?
Peter.
Or maybe a strange pounding of the heart?
Peter, what
perhaps,
have you done?
Perhaps, John, your vision blurs. You hear strange sounds in your ears. Eh, great lover?
Peter, answer me. What have you done? John, are you all right? Tell me, are you all right?
I don't know. My head is so strange.
John, what
is it? I think I'll sit down.
Peter, what's wrong with him? What's wrong? John, what do you... Your lips...
You cannot speak, can you, John? If you open your mouth, the words will be your last. Eh, great lover?
Peter, tell me. Tell me, have you done something to him? Have you? John, look at me, darling. Speak to me. Tell me what's the matter.
Yes.
John.
Yes, speak, John.
Eleanor,
John! Peter, help me. He's fallen. Peter, help me. Help me.
Help you?
But, John, look at him. Look at him. He's ill, dying. Doctor, get a doctor.
Not a doctor, my little wife. Doctors cannot restore even great lovers after the poison of Barakata has entered the veins.
Poison? That pen? That scratch?
Ellen, you must... So, the thought of your lover's death draws the blood from your head and you faint, eh, my little wife? When you awaken, you will wish that you... died with him. Ah, you are awake again.
My arm.
You are bound in a chair. It is most discourteous of me, I know, but then, as you may remember, I always was a barbarian.
John. John!
You will keep your voice down.
John, you've got to tell me. Where is he? Why am I down here? John's not dead. He can't be dead. He's there on that table. Under the sheet. Not John.
Yes, John.
John, you've killed him. Let me loose. Let me go to him.
Stop that.
John.
Stop making that noise, you mad woman. Stop it. Stop it, I say. All right, I'll stop you then. I'll stop you. All right. There, my little boy. Scream, yell, rave all you want. This gag over your mouth serves its purpose well. Go on. Go on, you amuse me. So, now you have discovered it is useless to talk to the gag, eh, Ellen? It is such a waste of effort, is it not? So now that you are silent, I can go on with my work. Most important work. Yes, you were right about what was on this table here. See? I throw off the sheet. And he was such a handsome man. Well, I must get to work. Why, you no longer try to speak, my little Ellen. Does the sight of these beautiful surgical instruments frighten you? They need not. They're not for you. They are for John. Yes, he is dead. Dead. The poison too quickly, but do you think I would let him rest in death? Oh, no. I loved you, Ellen. And as I loved you, I hate you. Watch closely. What? I'm sorry, I cannot understand you.